9:17 on a Thursday, by Twisted Mind, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. Styles is in a really, really terrible mood. He's allowed, okay? It's been a shit week. His hours at work got slashed, the latest rounds of lab work proved that his dad's been cheating on his diet, and the very last thing he wants to be doing at 8:52 p.m. on a Thursday is go to the grocery store, but it's either this or starve. So? He grabs a cart, because if he's here, he's going to do an entire round of shopping. He's not coming back to this hellscape anytime soon if he can help it, and plows through the store as fast as possible. Fresh produce, bread, sliced turkey, cheese, non-fat yogurt, granola, eggs, unsalted butter, rice, pasta, peanut butter, soup, more soup, crackers, a bag of chips that he'll eat in the car because dad's not allowed to have any, not after his latest cholesterol reading, and... His cart slams into someone else's, and it feels like his brain rattles inside his skull. Before his bones have stopped reverberating, he gets an arrogant, "Would it kill you to pay the slightest bit of attention to where you're going?" He's so pissed that he doesn't process the significance of the words. Instead, he glares at the hot asshole who rammed into him. No, he wasn't looking where he was going, he was staring at the shelves, but this was not all his fault. It wasn't. When he catches sight of what's in Hot Asshole's cart, his jaw drops in horror. It's stuffed with eggs, meat, bacon, 3 sticks of butter, full-fat sour cream, meat, chips, and prepackaged snacks, more meat, and oh my god, is that lard? Are you trying to eat yourself into a fucking heart attack? None of this is okay. You are old enough to know better. There's a long silence, long enough for him to realize that screaming at a stranger about their eating habits is maybe not appropriate. Before he chokes down enough of his pride to apologize, the hot stranger smiles at him. It's not exactly a friendly smile. There you are. He has no idea what that's supposed to mean, and he's even more confused when Hot Asshole moves toward him, and doesn't stop until he has very much breached Styles' personal space bubble. You're late. It's barely more than a whisper, but every word is bitten off, sharp. He doesn't understand. Do I know you? He doesn't know what he expects in response to that, but the hot, now angry, asshole gripping his jaw with both hands to plant a kiss on him, isn't it? Of course, once their lips touch, he understands. Soulmates. He can feel it in his every nerve ending singing a hallelujah chorus, in the way he wants to laugh and cry and collapse and drag his soulmate to bed and introduce the guy to his dad all at the same time. For a long moment, there's nothing else in the world but the man his soul claims as mine, mine, mine. When the moment passes, though, he realizes what he said. So, you had that? His soulmate pulls back far enough to smirk. It's as sexy as it is infuriating. I learned my curse words early. Whoops. What do you say we forget about grocery shopping and go get something to eat? Styles grins, carting his fingers through the hair at the base of his soulmate's neck. I'd love to, on one condition. He gets another raised eyebrow, and his soulmate pressing their hips way closer than is appropriate in public at 9:17 on a Thursday night. And what might that be? I probably shouldn't keep thinking of you as Hot Asshole, so could you tell me your name? This is the end. Thank you for listening.